Welcome back to our conversation with Coach James E. Johnson of, Scott High School, but he's got a book coming out called The Fourth Quarter Faith. Let's resume the conversation from our previous episode of The Voices of Legacy with yours truly, Pastor Carl.
Losing my best friend was hard. Watching my dad deteriorate and his body get weak was hard. Having my leg amputated was hard. Going through those surgeries and all that was hard. But the hardest thing I had to do in my life was losing my dad. And like my other situations that I needed help, I prayed. I just asked God to help our family get through this.
Yeah. How many siblings do you have?
Yes, sir. I've got two sisters and one younger brother. They're all younger.
So you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest. And that's another thing too, Pastor Carl. And my mom and dad have been married for 55 years. So it was difficult in seeing my mom walk through this journey with her best friend for years. It was difficult for me also being at the house, seeing my dad in situations and really not be able to help. There was one day at the house, you know, my dad was getting weak. He was trying to do something to walk out in the garage with his walker, and he ended up falling. And my mom and my sister are yelling to my younger brother, JJ, can you come help us get dad up? He's falling. They couldn't pick him up because even with his body getting weaker, he was a big man.
Yeah.
They couldn't pick him up. My brother works nights, so he is waking up out of a dead sleep. He's coming downstairs. He runs past me sitting in a wheelchair to go help my dad. And I'm just sitting there useless, or so I felt. I can't even help get my dad off the ground. It was hard for me. I'm the oldest. I'm supposed to be taking up the mantle of leading the family as my father is passing away. And I can't even help give him a hand to help pull him off the ground. It was hard. My brother came and he helped my dad up. But it was situations like that that really got me to really just rely on God and pray. So that happened in the fourth quarter. He passed.
So you were really experiencing James 1:3, the testing of your patience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I talk about that in the book. I have a friend that after my dad passed, and my friend had went to bury my best friend in Philadelphia with me. She was with me by my side when my dad started to get ill and his cancer started spreading. She was with me when I started to have my amputations in the hospital, and I kind of ended up was telling her, like, listen, don't come up here. I know I got a lot of amputations. You got a lot of things going on. I'll be all right. I'll call you when I need you. I came back from surgery one day, and she was sitting in my room. And great lady in the community by the name of Christina Rodriguez, but she started to tell me, so, hey, you ought to start documenting some of the stuff you went through. You have gone through some tremendous stuff this year, but the way you keep your faith and the way you just keep believing in God and trusting in God, you could inspire some people.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I'm not thinking too much about that, but I started just writing down notes and different things about having faith. And as I began to write down my notes, I began to just put together my thoughts about what it is to have faith during trying times. And I also, Pastor Carl, just did a reflection of my own life. What has helped me during this past year increase my faith? And so I start off the book just talking about just what a fourth quarter faith is. And I describe fourth quarter faith as having a faith in God when life gets hard. And I reference fourth quarter because I'm a sports guy and I played sports, but normally in the fourth quarter is when a game is close, it gets tight, the players are normally tired by then.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to have a level of discipline and a level of faith to get through times of life when life gets hard. And so I talk about, you know, having a mentality of what it's like to have a fourth quarter faith and what one will need to have a fourth quarter faith. And I go through different chapters of the book that will help someone just increase their faith and work on their faith.
And sharing your testimony, what you went through.
Absolutely.
I believe there is another scripture about being healed by the word of your testimony.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just true. If you have no faith in God alone, God help you, God bless you. But the same principles apply whether you believe in not or not in the Bible that we both apparently believe in.
Yes, sir.
When you go through, you've got to believe that you're going to make it through.
Yes, sir.
And then to process that, it's good to talk to somebody, mentors, a counselor,
absolutely,
somebody of that nature, and share. As soon as you can, share what you've been through. And I'm so glad that our mutual friend encouraged you to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was a blessing that she did. And what I discovered as I began to share a little bit about my situation, everyone I encountered, I mean, to the person, is going through or has gone through a fourth quarter faith. And experience, if you will. And what I mean by that is everyone has challenges in life. Everyone has times in their life when their back is up against the wall, when they are going through. And it's good to have a faith in God to get you through those hard times. And as I began to share my story, I encountered person after person that may have been going through a fourth quarter faith of their own, and they would then encourage me to keep going.
Now, you were coaching before all of this, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you got a new coaching job after all that.
Yes, sir, I did. And so when I had my amputation, I was coaching at Central Catholic, I told my coach, hey, you know, I'm going to need to take this year off, get my health situation together. And he said, hey, coach, you're still part of the team. Continue to follow us. Add in whatever you can. And next season, you can come back. And I was like, okay, great. Well, let me just get my health situation together.
Yeah.
And so that's what took place this past season. And spectacularly, in a spectacular fashion, Central Catholic went all the way to the Final Four this past season.
Wow.
And I was so pleased and so happy for them. My nephew was one of the leaders on the team, which is why I was coaching over there to begin with. But it was also disappointing for me.
That you weren't there.
Man, Pastor Carl. I don't know if you realize it, but the last time a boys basketball team has won the state championship from the city of Toledo was all the way back in 1990.
Wow.
And I was, you know, and I graduated from high school in 1991, so I played against those guys. I knew those guys. But I was so excited for this Central Catholic team and to watch my nephew and his teammates. Man, they had a tremendous season. And I was cheering for them, so happy for them. But the level of disappointment in my heart to not be sitting there on the bench, not be able to tell him coming out something out of a timeout that can help him make a play, and just be able to just have to sit and watch it from afar, send him a text message after the game. Hey, nephew did great. Just stand up. May want to try to think about doing it. It was hard. But, you know, we got through that. But one of the things that that I encountered specifically on that second amputation when I went to get my little vascular MRI. I was probably at one of the lowest points of my life, literally had tears in my eyes. I go down to the MRI office, and this lady comes out to do my MRI, and she yells my name, James Johnson. And I look up, and it's this lady that I knew from back in high school by the name of Kamaria Parker. And she's, oh, I thought that was you. I was hoping that was you when you came in here. And so I was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to dry up tears in my eye. What you doing here? She sees my leg amputated. What you doing? Okay, well, we going to, you know, take a little MRI, making sure the circulation is going down. And as she's hooking up the nodes and things to my body, she begins to pour into me, Pastor Carl. And this lady begins to tell me, and I'm like, well, you know, well, how have you been? Mm-hmm. And she tells me, you're going to be all right. I've been seeing you coaching over there at Central. You're going to be back on the coaching floor before you know it. And I've been seeing y'all these last few years and this, that. So this lady's obviously been following, you know, just kind of what I'm doing. I didn't even realize it. So long story short, she begins to tell me how she's been at work, back at work, for 6 months after having been off for almost 8 to 9 months because she had had brain surgery had a brain aneurysm, and she had to learn how to do this again and do that again. And she is literally at work doing her job and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, man, this lady just had brain surgery. She had to relearn how to walk and do different things together all over again. And, you know, I got a leg amputated, but I'm fine. I will be all right. God has got me.
Yeah.
And it was the...
It probably took you from the misconception that it's all over. This is it. What am I going to do?
Yes, sir.
You know, what was I going to do?
Yes, sir.
Man, I thank God for people just like that that will step into your life. God sends them there. And
Pastor
here you go.
Carl, yeah.
That, you're at a point where you can accept where you are and then look forward to where you're going to be.
Yes, sir. If there was ever an angel in my life that was sent to me at a specific moment that I needed, it was at that moment, Pastor Carl. It was what I needed to hear.
Yes.
It was what I needed to hear. Hallelujah. And to make that situation even more special, I ended up talking to Kamaria after I got my leg and everything. It was months later, and I was like, girl, I was so low when you did that. And she ends up telling me that day she wasn't even at work, really. She came in to pick up something from the office, saw my name on a chart, put on her scrubs and say, hey, let me do this one to the person that was scheduled to do it. And she did my MRI.
Wow.
And when I talked to her and she told me that, I was just, look at God. Look how God works.
You about ready to shout on one leg.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly. Look how God just works. And, it was just confirmation that God will put people in your life to help you.
All the way around.
All the way around.
Good and bad, and really, some people are assignments, and some people are for blessings.
Yes, sir.
How we process it, that determines which they are.
Yes, sir.
And that sounds like a blessing altogether.
It was.
So transitioning into, you're at Central.
Yep. So I'm at Central. Job comes open for the Scott head coach position.
But you're still at Central.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm still at Central. But I talked to the head coach over there, and I said, hey, there's an opening over here. He said, Coach, I've got your support. I think you should go for it. I think, you know, they'd be more than happy to have you over there. You'd be a tremendous asset to the community, as well as to their basketball program.
Yeah, it's no small thing because you're going from one Toledo iconic school.
Absolutely.
to another Toledo iconic school.
Absolutely,
program.
Pastor Carl, and it isn't something that I felt was going to be an easy thing for me to get. Mm-hmm. And I prayed on that. Mm-hmm. I prayed to whether I was even equipped to be a head coach again. Physically, I had just started my rehab. I didn't get my prosthetic limb until January of this year.
So you're still getting used to it.
As we speak today, I'm still getting used to it.
Wow.
I still go to physical therapy twice a week. I'm still getting stronger. But
well, that sounds like it would be conducive to coaching.
It is. It is, as a matter of fact. And it put me in a position where I'm in the weight room all the time, mm-hmm. doing my physical therapy exercises with my team. I'm working out even more than I was previously because I'm right there with all the equipment and doing the things that I need to be doing to get stronger. Mm-hmm. And then I had different gentlemen in my life pray over me and to let me know. And I really kept repeating to myself, Pastor Carl, Philippians 4:13. Mm. I can do all things.
I thought it said some.
No, not
every now and again, maybe.
Yes, sir. All things.
All. All means all
things.
All.
Right. All things.
Oh boy.
And so I got my confidence up and, mm-hmm. and I applied for that position. Mm. And I walked into there and I interviewed and one of the first things I let the interview committee know, I'm not trying to hide anything. I have a disability, if you will. Mm-hmm. I had my leg amputated last August, but that is not stopping me from moving forward, doing what I need to do, and accomplishing goals. And I interviewed well. I was prepared. Mm-hmm. I've been preparing all my life for this opportunity. And a deacon at my church, who's also a tremendous mentor for me, explained to me that with God as my anchor, he has been preparing me for a time such as this. Mm-hmm. And I really felt that, Pastor Carl. I felt that just my faith increased and grew over the years, but definitely through this past situation. And I hit on different things in the book that can help increase the faith. One thing is accountability. And for growth for an individual, you need to be honest with yourself.
Yes.
You need
first,
to first.
You can't be honest with anybody else if you're not honest with you.
Absolutely, Pastor Carl. You need to be honest with yourself, honest with your behaviors, honest with what you need to do to grow and improve. Mm-hmm. Something else I talk about in the book is perseverance.
Yes.
And perseverance doesn't always look like a tremendous great feat. Mm. Sometimes perseverance is keeping the path, staying the course.
Yes.
Sometimes perseverance looks like saying that prayer one last time. Mm. Just to get through. One thing I also touch bases with in the book, I went through some things in my life where I had made some mistakes in my past that I had a shame about, Pastor Carl. And it was drawing me down. Mm. And I had to pray on that, but I realized that when you turn sincerely to God, his grace and mercy is just so wonderful and spectacular. And if you diligently seek him, there's literally nothing you can do that can separate you from the love of God and his mercy.
So it freed you up.
It freed me up. It freed me up. I had been, like I said, I had some shame about my past, but praying and turning towards him. And then I realized in studying, the word even further and just kind of recollected that the Lord used broken people throughout the Bible to spread his gospel and good news. Even Moses.
Oh, yeah. How can you have a testimony if you haven't been through anything?
Yes, sir. If you don't have a test, you can't have a testimony.
Yeah.
It's the way I looked at it.
And that's what this is. When is this book going to be released?
It's coming out this summer, August. is the release date.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you'll be able to Google.
Yes,
what's
sir.
The title again?
Fourth Quarter Faith.
Fourth Quarter.
Finishing Strong with God.
Awesome. Awesome. We're looking forward to that. And so, sounds like we might have to get you back here. Maybe there's another championship.
Well, I tell you what.
Waiting in the wings.
I tell you what, Pastor Carl. That's a great segue into the title of my second book, and that's Restoring the Tradition. I got a lot of work to do over there at Scott High School, but with the way my faith is set up, it's going to be a positive ending.
Yeah.
And it's not so much concerning about wins and losses, but pouring into these young men and helping them to be good
yes.
men of our community and, mm-hmm. and good. But restoring the standard.
Scripture teaches, and sounds like a sermon today more than anything else, that we should share the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about personal responsibility. We
yes,
talk
sir.
About masculinity, which there's a misconception, in my opinion, about masculinity being toxic. No, anything that's used in a way that's negative
mm-hmm.
is just being misused.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
We need more masculine men to take charge of the household. We've lost that
yes,
in the culture in general.
Absolutely.
And thus, we experience most of the negativity that we see in the news, and it's proliferated. It repeats itself. We have to take back our families. We have to take back the responsibility
Absolutely.
For our children and teach them what you're saying. Absolutely share that we're not perfect. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this interview is not about me. It's about you. But I'm not qualified to be a minister, chaplain, and many of the things that I'm doing. And based on your past mistakes, more than likely,
right.
But those mistakes are really the lessons that we can share to
Absolutely.
Help these young people
yes, sir.
See that, yeah, you ain't got to be perfect, but you do need to get right.
Absolutely.
And that, what you said, getting back to being personally responsible and honest with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to this book.
Thank you so kindly.
Hopefully I can get a signed copy.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm going to make sure you get a copy, Pastor Carl, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just been a tremendous time here
yes.
today. Therapeutic for me as well. And I just thank you for the opportunity. I hope I was able to encourage, inspire, and bless some of your viewers and listeners
Absolutely.
Today.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming. Now, one last question.
Sure.
And we have to go. What do you think your legacy is now?
Yeah.
And what would you like for it to be?
I would like for my legacy to be a gentleman that was able to inspire others to be their best self, but to also seek God while they're doing that.
Mm.
And so if I can inspire someone to turn towards Christ, then I feel like I've done my job. And that's what I want my legacy to be, to just try to win more souls to Christ.
Mm. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully that's what we hear. Thank you so much for listening to the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your legacy every day that you live. Be kind to someone. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell, the third, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.